thanks to performance-enhancing drugs and scandals involving some of baseball's top players, fans are growing frustrated. Some of these fans have chosen to take baseball back to a simpler time. The vintage baseball team in Kalamazoo is finishing out their first season. As WMUK's Aaron Fischel reports, the Continental Baseball Club is part historical reenactment and part competitive game.
For those of you listening on air, that is baseball. Two words, not one. The way it was spelled in the mid-19th century. Chris Fuscardi started organizing the club in early 2012, and they played their first game in June. Fuscardi was introduced to vintage baseball in northern Michigan. He was working as the sports editor for a small paper in Kalkaska County when he came across a press release for a vintage team from Hartwick Pine State Park near Grayling. Not only did Fuscardi include the press release in his paper, but he started playing for the team as well. Later, he brought his love of vintage baseball to the Kalamazoo area.
Well, the Continental Baseball Club is obviously a vintage baseball team that we base here in Kalamazoo. We are based off of a team that actually played here in Kalamazoo from 1861 to roughly 1867. There was a handful of teams that played back then, and as I was trying to get this team off the ground, I wanted to pull a name from a team that I actually played back then.
Vintage baseball clubs have rules from several different years they can choose to play by. Kalamazoo's Continental Baseball Club plays by the 1861 rules. Fuscardi explains one of the key rule changes that took place between 1858 and 1861 while using period jargon, like striker instead of hitter.
The main difference between 1858 and 1861 has to deal with the tag-up rule. So 1858, for example, if there's a guy on first and second base and a fly ball out to left field, the base runners can take off. They can just take off when the ball's hit. If the ball's caught in the air, they get to go back to the bag for free. It's caught on one bounce. The striker can still be out, but the base runners were able to advance at their own will. So you go from second and score on a fly ball out to left field if it's caught on one bounce.
Fuscardi believed that the 1858 tag-up rule gave too much of an advantage to base runners and decided to use the 1861 rules, where base runners are forced to wait until a fly ball is caught before advancing, just like in the modern game. Fuscardi says that the vintage game is great because anyone can participate. He has seen players ranging from 18 to 77 years old.
It was fun playing a game. It was fun playing by the old rules. It was fun playing against a club of other guys who were able to joke around with us and make it a fun atmosphere. And then afterwards, the custom is that the home team provides a meal for the visiting clubs. And so afterwards, we're able to get together and talk about baseball and talk about life and talk about the rules. And it's a fun, friendly, kind of cooperative atmosphere to be a part of.
The club has their home contest at Flesher Field in Oshtemo. The Continentals are the newest vintage baseball club in southwest Michigan, but not the only one. Other area teams include the South Haven Bark Peelers, the Union Baseball Club of Dexter, the Paw Paw Corkers, and the Benton Harbor Livery Brewers. Christopher Carroll Howard is a member of the Continentals and has played with the team since it started. He is an architect by trade with an interest in history, so vintage baseball seemed right up his alley. He describes his experience at the club's first game in South Haven.
It's a very social game at this level. I guess it's not really a level, but at this stage. So, you know, it's a lot of laughing and throwing the ball. It's not really competitive. So it was just a good camaraderie, and the guys, you know, taught us a lot out there in South Haven.
For more info about the Kalamazoo Continentals, go to WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Aaron Fischel.
On Saturday, you'll get a chance to see what baseball would have looked like 150 years ago at Flesher Field in Oshtemo. It's the last game of the season.